Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations. Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Rebecca Young, and businesses are the lifeblood of everything we do here at Radio Alabama. They shape how we work, mold how we interact, and create opportunities to be successful. This is Season 1, Episode 7, and I'm with Dr. Michelle Eller of the Sylacauga City School Board. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Briefly tell me about how you came to be in Sylacauga.
Okay. How far back do you want?
Just how they found you, basically.
Before I was here, I was assistant superintendent in Chickasaw City Schools.
Okay.
And so I only applied for two superintendencies. One was for Autauga County and the other was for Sylacauga City. And so the October before I applied for this one, I interviewed with Autauga County and was a finalist there. And those interviews were live streamed. Information was printed in the Montgomery Advertiser. So word was out that I was looking for a superintendent position. So when Dr. Seegers announced that he was going to retire, several individuals from Sylacauga started reaching out to me. They had seen the interviews. They had knew that I was looking and encouraged me to apply for the position here. And so from that community outpouring, I made the choice to apply, and here I am.
Yeah, the rest, as they say, is history.
Yes.
Now, you started out as an English and theater teacher, did you not?
I actually started out, even before that, as an elementary teacher.
Oh, bless your heart.
So I taught the youngest grade I have taught is sixth grade. So
okay.
I taught sixth grade for several years. I also had a add-on for middle school language arts. And so then from there, when I was hired at Elmore County High School, I went back to school and added on secondary language arts.
Okay. All right.
And theater kind of came to be just because we did not have the arts at the high school. They didn't have a theater program. And students knew that I had helped with our children's programs at church.
Okay.
And they went to the principal and said, please let Miss Eller teach our drama class. Please let her teach our drama class. And so
that's cool.
It kind of transpired from me teaching one little drama class to teaching several to us having an award-winning theater program there at Elmore County High School.
So do we have a theater program at Sylacauga?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Are you involved with the Southern Dance and Performing Arts Company at all?
I've been a little bit involved, not a lot, but I love all of that. So I love every bit of the arts. And that's one of the things that really brought me to Sylacauga was the arts and exposure to the arts.
A couple of weeks ago, we had the Wizard of Oz, and I played the mayor of Munchkinland.
The Wizard of Oz was one of my favorite productions to do.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
You hold memberships in a lot of things. The Alabama Association of Career Technical Education, Alabama Association for Supervision and Curriculum Development, Alabama Counseling, and you're president of the Alabama Career Development Association for Leaders in Alabama. So what do you think are the jobs in demand right now?
So what we see a lot, especially in the education realm, is the need for elementary teachers, which I never thought I would say that. Elementary teachers, special education teachers are in high demand.
That's a growing.
Yes.
Growing field.
We always have the need for counselors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can have enough counselors in your building. We're hoping the State Department is actually looking at the divisors of how they fund us for counseling. So we're hoping that they're going to lower that divisor so that we can even be able to fund additional counselors. which would be amazing. We always need teachers in specialized areas. And what I mean by that, especially when you get to the middle and high school area, teachers that can teach those higher sciences, the higher math,
yes,
mm-hmm, and those career technical education courses.
Yeah, my son is a math teacher, so.
You know he's in high demand.
He is, but you know where he's at Gulf Shores right now? They've got him teaching PE.
We need to have a conversation.
has Sylacauga added any new classes since you've come?
Yes.
What are they?
We have added several new classes at the high school. We've added a career math class that is a senior level focused class that prepares students to work in our different manufacturing companies right here. And for those students that would be going on to do some sort of an engineering field. It deals with precision measurement, all those things that we know that they're going to need specialized in those different areas, anything to do with modern manufacturing, engineering, et cetera. We've also added engineering classes. Those started this past year. We rolled out the very first one, and we will add another engineering class next year so that they can continue on.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Dr. Michelle Ellard of the Sylacauga City School Board, and we will be right back. We'll talk about more.
Don't let people talking on social media lead you astray on local news with false information. Stay in the know with news, sports, weather, and events happening in our area on SylacaugaNews.com, your source for all things happening in and around the Coosa Valley. Subscribe today to the free SylacaugaNews.com Daily Digest and get the day's top stories delivered straight to your inbox each weekday morning. Get the latest weather forecasts, local sports finals, political and business news, and special features on SylacaugaNews.com.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm Rebecca Young, and I'm talking with Dr. Michelle Ellard of the Sylacauga City School Board, and we were talking about new classes that the schools have added, and you went into engineering and math. There are a few more.
Yes, there are. So, of course, with my background in fine arts, we've added elementary art and music. We added middle school art as well.
Neat.
So we're very excited about those teachers and the work they're doing in the buildings, exposing our students to the arts.
Now, how old are the buildings the city, Sylacauga City Schools own? They getting up there?
They're getting up there.
Are we proposing any kind of building program or to replace them?
Right now, we're looking at doing renovations.
Okay.
Some of our buildings are in very good care.
Mm-hmm.
They're in very good shape, which, you know, is positive. You know, even our oldest building, Pinecrest, we just did a roofing project on.
Okay.
But structurally, every one of our buildings is sound, which is good.
That is good.
So what we're looking at doing now is just little renovations. One would be for safety.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our buildings were not constructed for the safety that's needed in today's world.
Okay.
And so we are adding in safe entryways as you go in each of the buildings, kind of an extra layer of protection. We're going to be doing some renovations inside the Simpkins building.
Okay.
So that it's more of a fine arts building. So we're actually adding in show choir rooms in there.
Oh, neat.
So show choir and band will house the same facility. And doing some upgrades to the restrooms in there and things of that nature.
Okay. What do you enjoy about being superintendent the most?
The students.
Of course.
The students.
I had a feeling that was going to be the answer.
Yes. You know, I never aspired to leave the classroom. You know, I loved
my
students.
You know, the greatest leaders are those who never do. Really, I'm serious.
I loved my students. Mm-hmm. And when I was recruited to leave the classroom, you know, the person that recruited me out from central office said, look, Michelle, right now you impact 125 lives. But if you come to central office, you have the opportunity to impact hundreds of lives.
Well, there you go.
And I've never forgot that, even, you know, as I've moved up the ranks and gone mm-hmm. to different systems. With each position is an opportunity to impact lives. And that's what I love the most, is the fact that the work that I do and the work I'm able to lead impacts 2,100 lives.
What is the most challenging part of your job?
I think the most challenging would be trying to be the superintendent that everyone thinks the superintendent should be. Does that make sense? So our parents have a certain idea of what the superintendent should be. The students have an idea of what the superintendent should be. The teachers have an idea of what the superintendent should be. The community has an idea. And so just being able to juggle all that and be the superintendent I need to be.
That's a lot of weight you've put on your shoulders, an incredible amount of weight.
Yes.
What about the superintendent that you think you should be?
I'm probably a whole lot harder on myself than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in doing everything with excellence. And so I put a lot of pressure on myself to ensure that everything we're doing it the best that we can do it for the students we serve and the families we serve.
What do you wish everybody knew about your job?
That it is 24/7. That you are never not the superintendent. So there's not really vacations.
Oh, no.
You're always the superintendent.
Now, you said 24/7. You don't ever turn your phone off?
Never.
Even at 2 in the morning?
Even at 2 in the morning.
Why?
Because I'm always the superintendent.
Somebody, who's going to text you at 2 in the morning?
You'd be surprised.
Really? Oh, dear. Do I want to know?
But I would rather be in the know than not know.
Okay.
So there's a flip side to that. I'd rather know immediately than to be blindsided.
Okay. So. When you first started as superintendent, what's something that was more challenging than you expected?
I would probably say just maneuvering what had been done previously and then looking to see what needed to be done now, especially with the lingering COVID.
Right.
You know, I don't think anybody planned for that. I think everybody planned for that first year that I was superintendent to be, I guess, as close to normal as you would expect it to be. And so it was challenging to try to figure out what the system had done in the past through COVID, the previous years, and then what we needed to alter or change for this lingering COVID that still existed. Hmm. So that really was the most challenging.
Okay. Who is your mentor?
I have several. So I have several superintendents that I keep on speed dial that I talk things through a lot. Dr. Lacey would be one. Dr. Lee and I talk a lot. We were both in the Aspiring Superintendents Academy together.
Now, he used to be at Childersburg?
He's at Talladega City.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And so I talk to Dr. Walford a lot. He was my superintendent in Chickasaw.
Okay.
I talked to Richard Dennis a lot. He's the superintendent in Elmore County. So it kind of just depends, you know, I kind of rotate to them. But my mentor through all of my administration has been Dr. Molly Killingsworth. She works for the State Department now over federal programs. But she was that curriculum supervisor in Elmore County that pulled me out of the classroom.
Wow. So. Okay. That's very cool. Well, all right. Thank you for joining me today for Businesses in Our Backyard.
You're welcome.
Join us each week as we continue to feature a local business in and around our area. Be sure to share this show with your friends and give the podcast a 5-star rating. Thanks for watching and listening.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.